Yeah, I must apologize for missing last week, but I have to apologize even more for making a part two. And for having a part two with a break of 2 weeks is even worse. So we have to just remind ourselves what we were talking about and finish up the sugya. We were discussing 2 weeks ago an interesting sugya, which again, definitely not to be relied upon halacha l'maaseh for a lot of reasons. A, there's halachic complications and there's some legal complications. So discuss it with your rabbi and then your lawyer, that order specifically, about what you can and can't do. But we discussed last time a sugya about Ovid Inish Dinah L'Nafshei, the concept that even though normally when we deal with Chayshe Mishpat in Jewish law, we always go to Beis Din, we go to a specific court, not to a non-Jewish court, we specifically go to Beis Din to deal with our monetary disputes. But the Gemara in Bava Kamma told us there are some times where you can skip that step of going to Beis Din, and basically Ovid Inish Dinah L'Nafshei, a man could take matters into his own hand, handle the court case yourself, and skip the entire Beis Din experience. Very quickly, we'll just repeat some of the major details. The Gemara in Bava Kamma told us about a case of a well. Two people had an agreement that on one day you use the well and the other day I use the well. We had an agreement made up. And I come to the day to the well when it's mine and I find you using my well. So the Gemara told us that I tried to convince you to stop it. You didn't listen. So basically I beat you up to get you to stop using my water. The Gemara said this is a classical case of Ovid Inish Dinah L'Nafshei. A man may take the law into his own hands. And the Gemara basically comes out that it's a machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda when you're allowed to do that. If it's a case of leka pseida, there's going to be no loss if you go to court. Nothing's going to happen if you go to court. If you go to Beis Din, you're not going to lose any money, you're not going to lose any business, nothing's going to be affected. Then the Gemara says it's a machlokes. Rav Nachman says you can still take matters into your hands, Rav Yehuda says you can't. However, says the Gemara, if it's ikka pseida, if you're going to lose money by going to Beis Din, by the time you get a court date in Beis Din, by then you'll have no money left. The guy will empty out your water. Your fields will dry up. So then Gemara says, according to everyone, you have the right to take the matters into your own hand. Rav Nachman says that even if it's Lekup Seder, you're not going to lose a thing. You can go to Beis Din for the exact same price. Rav Nachman still says you have the right to go to take matters into your own hand. And the way the Gemara reads by us, not only can you take matters into your own hand, you can actually physically harm him if he will not listen to you, which is a chiddush. Generally, we have a prohibition in the Torah of causing damage to other people. However, says the Gemara, you're allowed to cause damage to him if he's not going to do it, listen to you the normal way. You're allowed to physically harm him. The Gemara also told us there's an opinion of Ben Bagbag. Ben Bagbag said, even though you have the right to take back what's yours, don't do it in a trickery way. Don't break into this guy's house in the middle of the night and don't sneak into a back door. Instead, beat him up in public. Instead of going in a way that makes you look bad, you're going to break in the middle of the night and everyone's going to think you're the robber. Meet him on the street and beat him up in the street. That was the opinion of Ben Bagbag. Interestingly enough, Ben Bagbag is not quoted la halacha, and there's a whole discussion why Ben Bagbag is not quoted la halacha, and the Minchas Chinuch assumes because you don't paskin like this Ben Bagbag. You don't have to. You can sneak in the middle of the night, get your thing, and that's not a problem. Halacha l'maisa, the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch paskins and the Rif paskins, that we paskin like Rav Nachman, which means you have the right to take matters into your own hand, even if there's no loss. Which means if I see my friend holding my watch, I know he stole it. There's no question in my mind. There's not even a doubt. I know he stole it. I can confront him and say, give me back my watch. If he says, jump in the lake, so I beat him up until he gives me back the watch. I am not obligated to go to Beis Din and to deal with it in Beis Din because why should I? The Gemara's lashon is, I don't have to waste my time if I know I am the rightful owner of this object. We also mentioned another Gemara that the Gemara says that even though you have the right to take matters into your own hands, if there's a way to prevent that from happening. If that's, for example, the Gemara is talking about a case where an animal jumps on top of your animal and is going to harm your animal. So the Gemara says, instead of pushing off the animal, pull out your animal. So the Gemara says, because since you have an easier way, instead of directly causing damage, you shouldn't do that. Then the Gemara has a case, this is important for tonight's shir, the Gemara has a case of a Eved. If you have an Eved and a master, and the Eved doesn't want to leave, he wants to stay being an Eved because he's enjoying living with the Shivcha Kananis. And the master says, listen buddy, time's up, you gotta go back home, your wife is waiting for you. And he says, no, I'm happier here, this is a good setup I have over here. I have no responsibility, I don't have to do any homework with the kids, that's a sweet deal. So the master's allowed to beat him up, says the Gemara, until he stops living with the Shivcha Kananis, based on the premise that you are allowed to hit someone to stop them from doing an Isser. Okay, that's a little bit of the background of what we discussed a little bit last week, some of the lumnuses of Ovid Inish Dinah L'Nafshei. We're going to pick up tonight on the second page. It starts in the number 15. The Rambam Sheet on Hilchas Sanhedrin, When the Rambam describes this halacha of Aviz Din Lanavshe, the Rambam writes it in a very interesting way. Rambam writes it like this: Yesh lo adam lasis din la'atzmai. A person is allowed to take matters into his own hands. Im yesh biyadei koyach, if he has the ability. Hayalu kadas ukalacha hu aise, since he's doing what's halachically correct. Eina chayiv l'treyach lovei lebezdin. He doesn't have to make himself crazy to come to Bezdin. Avapi shalei yosham hefseh bin chasav ilan esachar bala Bezdin. Even though, says the Rambam, there'll be no loss if you go to Bezdin. That's the case of the Gemara of Lekab Seda. The Fichach says the Rambam, im kibul alav baldinoi ve'evu lebezdin. Let's say you take matters into your own hands, and then that person who got beaten up, or that person who took it away from, he goes to Bezdin. V'darshu umatzu shasu kahalacha, and they put a whole case, and they research, and they put you under investigation if what you did was correct. V'din emes dam atzmoi, and we taka found that everything you did was correct. Ein seisvin esdina, we will not undo your din. Now the Rambam left out one very important part of Aved Yisrael Nafshei, the part of beating him up. The Rambam never said, and therefore go beat him up, you can hurt him, you can damage him, you can cause physical pain. The Rambam never said anything about that. All the Rambam said was that if you did something, and then we'll investigate and we'll find out that what you did was correct, what you did will stand in a court of law. The Rambam left a very important element, the fact that you can actually beat a person up. So it would seem like from the Rambam and Hilchas Sanhedrin that although Ovid Inish Din Lanavshe, maybe you are allowed to take matters into your own hands, but you might not be allowed to afflict physical pain or harm to the person, or maybe even damage to his property. You can do whatever you need to do, but to cause pain or to be mazik some of that, you might not be allowed to do. Because that's the whole chiddush of the Rambam. According to the Rambam, the whole chiddush of Inish Din Lanavshe is not that you're allowed to beat up people, because you're not allowed to. The whole chiddush is that even though you basically took matters into your own hands, and if what you did was correct, we're not going to re-paskin a new case. We'll allow your psak to stay, assuming what you did was correct. That's the whole chiddush. Right. I mean, according to Rambam, all we do is we have an investigation. Once we investigate that you did everything was fine, we don't have to have a new psak bezdin. Your original psak that you did by yourself will stand. That's according to Rambam, the whole chiddush of Avinu Shel Anashe, which is very watered down. To us, the chiddush is you're allowed to go around beating up people. That's a much more geshmak a chiddush. The Rambam seemed to have left out that element. So it would seem from the Rambam that you're not allowed to do that. Now, the Gemara's case, you did do that. In the case of the Gemara, you actually beat up the guy who wasn't listening to you. So it could be that the Rambam will tell you that Aved Yisrael Lanavshe doesn't necessarily always allow you to take cause physical pain. It's only if that's your last option. Meaning your initial option should be just the actual case. Grab the thing back and put it in your pocket. Now you want to talk about doing something more than that, that might not be the chiddush of Aved Yisrael Lanavshe. The chiddush is that you even have the right to grab it back. Maybe you'd say, listen, you have no right to get involved, let's go to Bezdin, let Bezdin get involved. You have no right to take matters into your own hands. On that, the Rambam says you could. We'll talk more about this Rambam as we'll go through the sugya.
But what is the principle? When are you allowed to take the law into your own
hands? So according to the way we have it in the Gemara, according to most Rishonim, according to the Rif, the Rush, and the Rambam, any time and every time. As long as you know, and you have to be honest, we'll talk more about this later, that you have to assume that you're correct. Obviously, the reason why we go to Bezdin is because sometimes we don't know the answers. We don't know if I'm correct or I'm incorrect. We like to believe we're always correct. It's a great way of living life. But sometimes I don't know Chesh Mishpat. I don't know if I have the rights or he has the rights. However, if it's a clear-cut case, the guy stole my thing, there's nothing to talk about. Or more of a creative case. This fellow owes me money, not because of a loan, but he owes me money because of business dealings. I rented property and he never pays his rent. So I'm going to go into his house and grab a mashkin. I'm going to hold that as a lien on him until he gives it back. So even though I broke into his house, so to say, I might be allowed to do that under the principle of Ovid Idish Din Lanavsh. However, if I'm not convinced that I'm right, that's a big example, I'm not so sure I'm right, but I figure to myself, you know what, this or nothing. So I'm going to go grab it and hope for the best. Then that you're not allowed to do. Police can speak out specifically. Ovid Inish Din Lanavshe is only when you know for sure that you're doing you're right. The easiest case would be is he stole it from me. I know he stole it. There's no question. There's no two ways about it. He stole it. I know he stole it. He knows he stole it. So then I grab it back.
That creates a lawless society.
It's somewhat. That's what we're going to see, that the Achrenim put a little bit more boundaries to this. This sounds like, almost a free-for-all. It has to be, there has to be some more of a structured rules to this.
When the Rambam says, Im yesh biyadei koach, I mean, what's the chiddush jay? It's sort of he implies, obviously, right?
Could be. Now, it could be if the guy, it doesn't necessarily mean because I'm stronger than him. It means that I have the ability to grab it. Obviously, if it's... I hear. It's a fear dirk in the Rambam. The Rambam's adding a couple of words over there. That definitely sounds like he's leading us in that direction. There's just a big chakir, an underlining chakir that everyone talks about. I put it over here, 17b, I quoted it from Rav Salvechik in Rishim Ashurim, but it's quoted by many. How exactly does this work? How is Ovid Inish doing Lanafsha working in Lumdus? So Salvechik sets it up as Yesh Lain. The man the Omer Ovid Inish doing Lanafsha, Im I Hetter La Avid Din Echamadin Shleach Bezdin. Why exactly am I allowed to do this? Is the pshat because now I become an agent of the courts? Normally the courts have their people and they send out their, you know, guys to do the job. So here when I know I'm in the right, so then I am acting as an agent of Bezdin. Which means, Lefiza, you always need to be coming from Bezdin. There's no such concept of taking matters into your own hands. Here, I'm acting as a shliach of Bezdin. Or the other side of Salvechik thinks is that no. It has to do with the mere fact that I have a right as a owner of property to protect my property. The same way I can protect my property to ensuring you don't come into my property and steal or harm me, I can protect you once you already took it from me. So it's not because I'm acting as Bezdin, I'm not Bezdin, I'm an individual. But I have the right to protect my property because it's my property. Now, that's the Nesivus is kasha. Very good. So we're going to see in a few minutes, the Nesivus points out that you think Bezdin goes around beating up people. That's not the first thing Bezdin does. Bezdin has a whole list of things they do before they beat up people. So how can you skip straight to the front of the line and start beating up people? So we'll see in a few minutes how this works. Right, 100%. Yeah. So we need to talk about all those things. So how do we paskin lahalacha? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, number 18, is the Choshe Mishpat Simen Dalet. In Choshe Mishpat Simen Dalet, Shulchan Aruch reads the following. Yochel Adam Lasis Din La'atzmai. A person can take the law into his own hands. Imroye Shaloi Biyar Acher. I see my thing by someone else. Shegazloi. I know he took it. Yochel Kachtem Yadai. I can take it back. Vimo Acher Oimet Kinegdoi. And if the other person stands up against me, and he's fighting me, Yochel HaKoisai. I can even hit him. Achi Nichenu. Until he stops. Until he calms down. Imlo Yuchel HaHatzel B'inyan Acher. If there's no other way. Which means if I come to the guy and say, give me my watch, and he says, fine, here's your watch. I say, yeah, boom. I smack him anyways. That's not allowed.
Yeah,
you'd be chayv misa. You have no right to do that. If he's, again, misa we didn't see. We didn't see anything about killing. We saw about damaging. Yeah, I find it hard to believe that the killing would be justified. I'm not sure. So again, then it's a different question. Then you're protecting yourself from harm. But here we're talking about you just causing harm to him just because you want to get your object back. Which again seems to be very not Jewish like. You know, we have idea in Judaism, you're not allowed to hit people, you're not allowed to cause damage to people, and here you're allowed to do all those things just because it's my money. That's why many Achrenim like to justify you as being a Shliach of Bezdin. Because if you're not a Shliach of Bezdin, where do you have the right to transgress the Yisurim and the Torah of causing damage or causing pain? We know the only person that's allowed to hurt another person is Bezdin. Bezdin has the right. There's a drasha of Arboim, they're allowed to give Malkus. So Bezdin sometimes has the right to go around giving pain. I'm not allowed to as an individual. So if I'm a shliach of Bezdin, if I'm acting as an agent of Bezdin, so I get the same power Bezdin has. But if I'm just a regular person, what gives me the right to all of a sudden go around hurting people? So that's why some people like to say that you're a shliach of Bezdin. So,
but the Rambam says, unless there's another option, right? There's always another option.
Okay, good. That's what we're going to talk about. We're going to learn tonight that 9 out of 10 times you probably can't take the law into your own hands because there is another option. There is Bezdin, there's convincing him. Very rarely will there be a situation where there's no other option. We'll talk more about that hopefully tonight. Then the Shulchan Aruch continues. Afilu hu davar she'en b'hefsed. There is no loss. Im yamtin ad she'em yidenu b'din. That's like passing like with Nachman in the Gemara Baba Kama, that even if there's no loss, v'hu she'yuchel levarish she'shaloi hu noitel b'din. Obviously you have to prove that you are right for what you're doing. You can't come afterwards and Bezdin is going to say, well, prove it to you. Be like, well, I thought that that's the halacha. No, that's not going to work. Nonetheless, you can't take a mashkin. We spoke about that last time, that even though I'm allowed to take matters in my own hands, but if let's say someone owes me money, I lent him money, and he has not paid me back, and then I decide, you know what, I'm going to break into his house and grab his computer and hold it as collateral. That you're not allowed to do. That's an issue deraisa of holding a mashkin. However, we mentioned last time, but if let's say it's not a loan, let's say I'm grabbing the mashkin not as a loan, but as he owes me. He worked, he didn't pay his rent. That's not a loan. That's his chayavus, so then I would be allowed to take a mash. Okay. Kveger, we mentioned last time, Kveger says that even though you're allowed to maybe hurt him, you're not allowed to call him names. There's no heter for slandering him. You can't call him names, you can't insult him, you can beat him up, but you can't call him any names. Okay. So till now, it seems very...
Where we get, you can beat somebody up if they don't give a get?
Maybe it gets a little bit more complicated there, because there is an explicit prohibition of forced gittin. That share I did a few years ago. That was the only share I made at Tanai that I didn't allow to be recorded. That share and a share that I gave once on abuse, reporting abusers, that I said it can't be recorded. It's not a good idea. Too risky. But it's complicated topics. They're definitely very complicated. The problem by a get is that the halacha says you're not allowed to give a forced. You're not allowed to give a get when you're forced. So you have to want it. Over here, the point is that we're trying to figure out what is your right as an individual with regard to the halacha of beating up another person. Generally, we're not allowed to hurt people. So here, there's a chiddush, a very big chiddush, that according to the Rishonim, you're allowed to actually cause harm if that's your only option.
Well, think about it. You have a bicycle. Outside the pizza shop, right. And all of a sudden another guy says, I'm taking your bicycle, he just starts to take it.
Right.
The inclination would be, I'm going to grab it back from the guy.
Right.
And there's going to be an ensuing brawl.
Correct.
And he's going to get hurt. That doesn't seem so out of
whack. Right, right. That's exactly where you... Again, I'm not sure how that fits. I'm assuming that fits with American law somewhat as also. If he fights me back, then I fight him and I beat him up. I'm not going
to
be helped.
You're going to have force. I have to defend myself.
Right, so that's the way... But the problem is we paskin, even like upsetting, meaning I'm not going to lose my bike. He'll steal my bike and I'll schlub into Bezdin.
You don't know that.
So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. This possibility of a loss or what's called temporary loss. Meaning I won't have my bike for 2 weeks. I won't be able to, you know, deliver my newspapers and do whatever I need to do. So it's not long-term loss, but it's part-time. Temporary loss, is that enough to allow me to take the law into my own hands? So until now, everything seems very simple, no major problems. A person has the right to take the law into his own hands, even if it's lekab seda, and according to the Shulchan Aruch, he can even afflict harm. The problem begins with the Gemara in Bava Kamma. This is really where we did not get so much into last time. The Gemara in Bava Kamma tells us the following. This is really the sugya of protesters. Now it's very popular to protest. It's the in-style thing to do. It's a movement, so that means it's okay. Now people protest, and sometimes they stand on your front lawn, or they stand in your face, and they don't want to leave. So what do you do with such protesters? What can you do to them? Can you physically remove them? Can you beat them up? Can you kick them off? What do you do with a protester? So the Gemara in Bava Kamma doesn't talk about a protester, but it talks about a similar idea. The Gemara says this, Amar Rava, Nichnas l'chatz ba'al ba'ai shloi b'shus. Someone comes into your backyard without permission. Which technically could be a protest. He has no right to be on your property. Or any trespasser says the Gemara, what happens? V'hizik es baal bayis, he causes damage to you. Oy baal bayis huzak ba, chayiv. Hazik baal bayis potter. If the baal bayis damages him, the baal bayis is potter. If someone comes into my property and I cause damage to him, I'm exempt. So the Gemara says, what's going on over here? So Amr Papa le Amarna de Levi Yadabi. I don't know he's there. Meaning I'm sitting in my backyard thinking that I have my open backyard and I'm, you know, hitting the golf ball around and this guy walks into my backyard and he gets clapped over the head with a golf ball. I had no reason to think he's here. I didn't protect the field. I thought it was open. I thought there was no one here. So that Gemara, I will have a yada bay, but if I know he's here and I'm still wild and I'm negligent, hazik baal bayis chayiv. My timer says the Gemara, mishum da amalei nihi de islach reshusei lafuke. Yes, you have no right to be on my property and I have the right to kick you out. Lazuke leslach reshusei. I just can't harm you just because you're on my property. So the question is, 1 second, what's this guy's attitude over here? He clearly came onto my property without permission. Is he saying I'm willing to leave on my own? Or he's saying, no, I'm not leaving. I'm staying here and you deal with it. So if the statement that he's making is, I'm not leaving and I'm going to stay here, so why wouldn't other Idish Din Lanafshe kick in? I'm allowed to take matters to my own. Instead of calling Bezdin down and making Bezdin come down and bring two big guys to pick him up and leave, I'll do it myself. I'll beat him up my own way to get him off my property. Ovid Idish Din Lanafshe. I'm taking the matter. The same way if he grabs my watch, I'm allowed to beat him up to get my watch back. So he, in essence, grabbed my property. He took over my property. So why would I not be allowed to force him out of my house, even to cause him damage, based on the principle of Ovid Idish Din Lanafshe? So the Me'iri in the Tor learned the Gemara, that the Gemara's talking about the case where he's willing to leave peacefully. So then, yeah, of course, if he's willing to leave peacefully, I'm not allowed to beat him up. Yes, I'm allowed to kick him out, but I'm not allowed to beat him up. He's willing to leave peacefully. Now, it's not clear from the Gemara what the case is. It's somewhat of a vague Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say what the trespasser is doing or not doing. So that's the way the Me'iri gets out of it, and that's the way the Torah gets out of it. However, if you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam brings down this halacha, he doesn't say it like that. He just says, if someone comes to my property without permission, I am not allowed to cause him any harm, I'm just allowed to kick him out. So the question is, what happened to the rule of Ovid Idish Din Lanafshe? Why is him stealing my property any different than him stealing my watch? And if he steals my watch, I'm allowed to beat him up. Why can't I beat him up if he's stealing my property?
Isn't that the case in the case?
Right. There is more of a threat for your life. Here we're talking about he's picketing in front of my lawn because, you know, he's picketing any one of the wonderful movements we have today. And I tell him, get out. He says, no, I'm not leaving. So in essence, he's stealing my property. Now what we're going to talk about is, what does that mean to steal your property? And what loss is he causing you? Yeah, if he's ripping up your grass and he's ruining your front lawn, yeah, so then he's causing you a loss. Him standing there, as annoying as it is not really causing you any loss. Right? It's just an inconvenience. However, when he takes your watch, so now you're out of watch. So that's something we need to see. But the simple Gemara seems to apply that as much as you're allowed to kick him off your property, which you have the right to do, as a private homeowner, you can kick him off, but you can't cause him any harm. Why not? Why can't you cause harm under Ovid Yishden Lanavsh? So you look in Shulchan Aruch, and this is where things get a little bit complicated. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tav Chaf Aleph, anytime you cause your friend damage with intent, you do it on purpose, you have to pay all five payments. Even if your friend comes into your property without any permission, and you harm him, and you kick him out, which means while you're schlepping him off your property, you hurt him, says the Shulchan Aruch Chayiv, you have to pay for that. Why? Because even though you have permission to kick him out, you have absolutely no permission to harm him. Says the Shulchan Aruch, avalem hu misariba v'enei ratzo latzeis. What happens if he's not willing to leave? So the first case we're talking about where he's willful, he's willing to leave. So then you beat him up, then of course you have to pay. That's what we saw earlier. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, what happens in the case where he's not willing to leave? He's occupying your front lawn, and he doesn't want to leave. And he says, no, I'm not leaving. What do you do now, says the Shulchan Aruch? Yeshayimrim, sheyesh lo b'shos afil l'chov ba k'dei laitziu. There is a yeshayimrim that say, then you're allowed to harm him. Who's that yeshayimrim? That's the Torah. The Torah says, if he's not willing to go, then you have the right to kick him out. But the mashmoyt of the mechaper is that's only a yeshayimrim. The simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that even in a case where he's not willing to leave, you still can't cause him damage. So the achrayim ask, what happened to the rule of Ovid Yidish Din L'Navshay? I have the right to take the law into my hands, and that would mean beating you up until you leave. So why would I not be allowed to cause a physical harm to get him off my property? The Ramah is interesting. The Ramah reads, v'chemish yesh lo mishares. Let's say you have a hired help. V'choshesh yignoif. And you think they're going to steal from you. Right? We think that's only a new problem, that our hired help steals from us. It was a problem back then. And you're afraid that the hired help is going to steal. So then, yuchal lo hitziya kaid mizman ha-schiris. Let's say you're paying them per hour, or for the job. So you want to kick them out of the middle, which technically you have to pay them till it's over. But you're afraid if I let them stay for an extra 5 hours, by the time 5 hours are up, instead of cleaning my house, they're going to clean me out. They're going to clean the steel. So then Ramah writes, then, the imisarev yochal ha-koise achiyetze. So let's say, for example, you have a worker that you want to fire in the middle of the day, and they say, no, I'm not leaving. I'm paid till the end of the day, I'm staying till the end of the day. So the Ramah says, in that case, you're allowed to use physical pain, you're allowed to hit them to get them out. So many Achranim say, why is it only that case? That case is why? Because there's a hefsid. You're afraid he may steal from you. Why do you need that? We passed in Shulchan Aruch earlier that Ovid Yidish Din L'Nafshei, I can take matters in my own hands, even if there's no loss. So why did the Ramah set it up in a case where you're afraid he's going to steal from you? Forget that. I just don't want him on my property. I fired him. I don't want to see him. So why should I not be allowed to beat him up to get him off my property? A guy has a worker. Someone hires a worker and it's just not working out. So you fire him in the middle of the day. And the guy says, I'm not leaving. So according to the Ramah, you're not allowed to cause physical harm unless you're afraid he's going to steal from you. He's going to take all the extra paper in the copy machine. He's going to take all the ink and all that stuff. Why? I don't want him here. He's bothering me. Ovid Yidish Din L'Nafshei. I should be allowed to kick him out. So the Rambam Shita seems to be very clear from what we read earlier, and then there's another Rambam in Hilchos Avodim. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodim that if you have a nirtza shemosalei rabbi shivcha knanas, you have an eved whose master gave him a shivcha knanas, which is halachically allowed, v'higir yoivel, and now it's yoivel, v'hayir rabbi misarev b'ilotzeis, and now he tells him, listen buddy, you gotta go home now, it's yoivel. You stayed as long as you can stay. It's time to go home. V'ein yoitza lotzeis, and the eved doesn't want to leave. V'chov abba, and the master has to harm his eved to get him to stop living his eved lifestyle. Says the Rambam Potter. He's Potter. Why? Shari Nesa B'Shivcha. He's not allowed to live with the Shivcha. And your damage to him is causing him, is preventing him from doing an Isser. So you're allowed to do it. So everyone asks on the Rambam, why you don't need this Akimta? The Gemara only needs this Akimta if you don't hold like Rav Nachman. But since the Rambam passes like Rav Nachman, that Ovid Yidish Din L'Nafshei, so the reason why you're allowed to beat him up is because you want him out of your house. Forget the fact that he's being over an Isser. It's time to go and he's got to leave. So that's Ovid Yidish Din L'Nafshei. Why does the Rambam come up with the chap? The reason why you're allowed to beat him up is because you're stopping him from an Isser. The reason you're allowed to beat him up is because you're allowed to take the law into your own hands. So because of this Rambam, the Mishnah Lamelech has a piece over here where he suggests a whole new understanding of Ovid Yidish Din L'Nafshei. And the Mishnah Lamelech reads like this in number 23. He says that even though the halach is Ovid Yidish Din L'Nafshei, that you're allowed to take matters into your own hands, even when there's no pseida, He said, that's only, he says over here, in the middle of the piece, he says, the Sfir Leila Rabbeinu, the after Kamel Krev Nachman, the Ovid Inish Dilan Avshim, and Makim Dilak Abseida, Afilu Hochi Eina Rashay L'Chovel Ba. Even though you're allowed to take matters into your own hands, even though there's no laws, but you can't cause physical pain. That you're not allowed to do. Afilu Eina Yochel Lohatsi B'Dovel Ach, even if you can't save it. Kimen Dilak Abseida, since there's no laws. If there's no loss, you have no right to use pain. You can grab it, and that will withstand in a court of law. But if you're going to cause pain to someone else, that's only permitted in a scenario where you are going to lose something. Therefore, says the Mishnah Melech, that's Psha in the case of the Shivcha. In the case of the Shivcha, what do you lose if the Eved stands around? You don't care if the Eved stays in your house. Let him stay, I don't care. So that's why you're not allowed to beat him up. You're only allowed to cause pain in a scenario where you are going to lose money. He says, "Vihine loybir harav minayin l'rabenu chilek zeh." Don't say that in the Gemara. The Gemara sounds like once it's lekab seida, oven inish dinah l'nafshe, you can do whatever you want. He's saying, no, oven inish dinah l'nafshe, yes, you can do whatever you want, but not the new level of causing pain to someone else or being mazik someone else. Therefore, says the Mishnah Melech, now the Shulchan Aruch is beautiful. The case of the trespasser, he's not causing you any pain. He's not causing you any loss. He's an inconvenience, he's an annoyance, but you're not allowed to cause physical pain if there's no loss. Yes, you can kick him out, and you can ask him to leave, and you can call the police on him. But you're not allowed to cause any physical harm to someone unless there's clear pseida on your part. So according to this Mishnah Melech, according to the Rambam, we just limited a lot of the cases of when you're allowed to take, again, you can grab the watch back, but to start beating up people, that's not so pashut anymore. Meaning if someone is going to fight me, and I want to start hitting him to get my way, I can only hit him if I have clear proof that there's going to be a loss if I don't do this. If it's just because, you know what, I want to prove a point, I want to show him, in that scenario, one would not be allowed to do so. If so, so then the Shulchan Aruch is very good. The reason why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't allow you to be chayvel him, because in the case of the trespasser, where's the clear cup say that? Now again, if the trespasser is lighting fires, and he's throwing, what they're doing now, some of these protests on college campuses, he's throwing, bombs, and they're ripping up your grass, and they're throwing things at your windows. That's pseida. There's nothing to talk about. He's going to break your house down. He's going to burn your house down. In that case, yes, I'd be allowed to physically beat him up. But if all the guys do is standing there with a sign, not bothering anyone, not ruining my grass, not damaging me in any way, then according to the Mishnah Melech's understanding of the Rambam and of the Shulchan Aruch, you would not be allowed to cause physical pain. You'd be allowed to push him off, maybe, but not any way that can cause damage. You'd be allowed to, nudge him, but if you're going to start hitting him with a stick, forgetting the law, you would run into problems on a halachic level. You might be responsible for any damage that you cause him. That's how the Mishnah Melech, so to say, gets around this problem. If you look in the Nesivos on the next side, the Nesivos asks the question that many are bothered with, that this whole law seems so funny. Of an inish din l'nafshe, I understand. You grab back what's yours, seems to be fear. But what's the right to start causing damage to other people? So you'll tell me you're acting as a shliach of Bezdin. Frekt and the Sivas, you think that's the first thing Bezdin does? You think, Bezdin shows up to a case where they hear Reuven owes Shimon money, and Reuven doesn't want to pay. Oh, except Bezdin goes and beats up Shimon. That's not how it works. There's a whole process first. You convince him, and you go down hard on him, and you try to, there's a whole list of things you do. Right, the last thing we do is first starting with this fight, with using physical stress. Why would that be the first thing you're allowed to do? So the Sivas says like this. He doesn't understand this whole Gemara. He doesn't understand what gives you the right to act in a physical way. So the Nesiva says, "L'chein nirili, the dasa Rambam v'Shulchan Aruch l'achriyah l'chalik ben karkel metaltel." He says the only time you'd be allowed to use physical pain is if you think there's at least a potential pseida. He says the ikach shash pseida. There's even a small chance that you'll lose. There has to be a small chance. It doesn't have to be clear, but there's a chance. Then afilu l'chatchila motala koisei. Then even the chatchil you can hit him. Chance. Avo bikarka deleka shum chash pseida. When it comes to property, the guy stands on your property, so what? Now the truth is that from all the protesting that we've had over the last few years, we've seen that protesters, when they stand on your property, they end up doing things they shouldn't be doing. They end up being mazigit. They litter, they destroy it, they kick the grass, whatever they'll do. So again, I think a protester today would not be leka pseida. I think a protester today, in my opinion, most of them are ikka pseida. They're going to do something to your property. It's just a matter of time. So then I would think you'd be allowed to actually hit them to get them off your property. Now again, if someone's protesting on your front lawn, you say to them, listen buddy, get off my property, I'm going to call the police. And he says, yeah, I'm leaving. Okay, so then he's leaving. There's nothing to talk about. But if the guy says, no, I'm here, I'm fighting the cause, I'm going to stay here forever,
you know, they have to kick him.
Right, so again, in the case of the Shulchan Aruch, it seems just like they were standing, they weren't stepping on any of the produce, they weren't kicking, they were just standing there. So then, he's just standing, you know, let's say, for example, a guy, a guy walks into a store, and he just stands in the store. So he starts telling me, he takes away business, whatever, you have to get creative svaras, but he's not touching anything, he's not breaking anything. But again, the protestings of today, they don't just, as much as they're called peaceful, they're not peaceful anymore. They're quite violent. So if it's violent, of course, then I'm allowed to take matters to my own hand. That's how the Nesivus understands the idea. He says it has to be a clear-cut hefsid. No doubt. Keep going like the case of the Gemara in the well. You were going to lose money. He says, but if it's not clear cut, then he goes on, he says, Ki hu rak geirim deptur, az vadei motolashes al pi haka, de bevadei hayin nizik, v'lo yisham lehezik aidei bezdin. Ava shaloi b'makam hefzit baru. Ava mikom makam ikach shash hefzit, is a possibility, kain she teifes mimenu metaltal in the gzela, after ha bezdin yigvu mimenu, ach mikom makam ikach shash hefzit, de ema yavricho, a yikalkulam. Let's say, for example, the guy grabs my watch. So I say to myself, why do I have to get involved over here? Bezel will grab the watch back. But he says to himself, you know what, there's a lot that can happen between now and then. The guy can break the watch, throw the watch away, Bezel won't be able to get it. There's always, there's 9 out of 10 times, says the Nesivus, you have what's called a chshash hefzit. A chshash hefzit is enough to allow you to take matters into your own hands. So he says, b'ha pligi b'ha kam, b'ha kam l'na, fil b'chei gav, orizhin l'na afshik. Avo, b'meikim d'vadai, yochol, I'll be Bezdin Belishum Chash Klal. But if let's say you can get Bezdin involved and there's nothing that's going to happen, no loss whatsoever. Kigarin, I'm a word besim in Tavchof Aleph. Dabavadale Kalkal Besai, Kishamisham Tzat Shah, Achielch Bezdin. Nothing's going to happen to your house, the guy just stands there. Then, Vahabezdin Yishachul Aitzimisham, Svile Ramavah Shochanarich, the Osu Lahakoise. You're not allowed to hit him. Kivan the Lekha Shom Chash Hefsid, Havik Evshel Hasel Binyan Acher. It's like a case where you can use another option. The Gemara said in Baba Kama, if you can use another option, you have to use another option. So according to the Shulchan Aruch understanding, according to the Nesivus, you can only take physical matters into your own hand and actually hit him or beat him up if you clearly have at least a strong chance of Pseida. If it's just a guy getting in your face, let's say someone gets in your face, he's annoying you, and you tell him, get out of here. And the guy says, no, I don't want him. He's not going to hurt you. Again, assuming he's not going to hurt you, you don't think he's violent, he's not going to break anything, and then you punch him, so that's not right. According to the Nesivus of learning the Shulchan Aruch, you're going to be chayv to pay for that. What do you mean? Ovid is an avshe. He's not listening to me. He's not getting out of my face. You're right. He's not getting out of your face. So call Bezdin. Call the police. Tell them to remove him. For you to physically remove him in a scenario where there is no potential harm to you. Again, if you think he might punch you in the face, okay, of course, then you're allowed to do it. But if you think he's not going to cause any harm to you, then even according to the Shulchan Aruch, even what we learned over in Nishdin and Avshay, you still would be achroi and assumingly be over the Isra of Hakka if you hit him, unless there's a chance that he may cause you a loss of money.
Is this the same as the Mishnah
Melech? Similar to the Mishnah Melech. The difference of the Mishnah Melech is the Mishnah Melech talks about this idea of temporary loss, that you'll lose money in between. Meaning you're right, right now I'm not going to lose any money, but I'll lose money in between the time. Between now and Bezdin, right? But I'm going to let Bezdin handle it. So until Bezdin brings me my thing back for 2 weeks, I'm not going to be allowed to lose it. So it's not a pseudo, because I'm getting it back, but it's a temporary loss. And the Nesivus works with the idea of potential versus for sure, versus vade versus suf. Now, I tried hard to find some creative cases, halacha l'maisa, of where this plays a role in a practical. So I found an interesting case in a sefer called Mishpatei Torah. It talks about a funny shayla, about an adam chayli leif, someone who has a heart condition. Nichshal mispar pa'ame b'gneva. But many times, he's got also a problem with stealing. So he has a problem with stealing, he also has a heart condition. So limroi shedibru itoi veziru pa'amim rabbis. And people have warned him, stop stealing. You know, we're going to report you. You have to stop it. Ha'pisroin ha'yichidi shenitin la'aseis hu lemoisu l'dei ha'mishtera. The final thing is to tell him, listen, if you don't stop, we're going to report you to the police are going to arrest you. Problem is, if we get this guy locked up, the stress on his heart can be very dangerous. So what are we allowed to do? What are we allowed to do as people in the community? Are we allowed to call the police on this fellow? We warned him, we said, listen, stop. But the problem is that if we know if he gets locked up, he's going to could potentially hurt his life. So he writes like this: Im kol nisyonis hadibo lachziru lemutav leyazra. If all that we did talking to him does not help, mutar limser oisel mishtara. We're allowed to give him over to the police. Afa pishi toishiv oisel b'masar, even though they're going to put him in jail. The fichach im kitoitzo me'oinish zeh haganav yichla oish yikro loydover chamer mikach. Hachrais mutel sal haganav b'vad. It's his problem. If he's going to have a heart attack in jail, that's his problem, not our problem. We warned him. We said, stop stealing. And if you steal, we're going to report you. And if you get reported to the police, you're going to go to jail, you're going to have a heart attack. That's his problem. So he says, what's this based on? He says, it's based on our Gemara. Mevor b'Gemara Baba Kama, shemotel adam lasis din la'atzma k'tei l'hatzalas memoinei. I am allowed to protect my money. Even though by me protecting my money, you're going to have physical harm. Now here it's even better, because here it's only a grumma. I'm not actually hitting the guy. I'm not pounding his heart. I'm calling the police. The police are going to arrest him. The stress of the police and stress of being in jail will cause him to have a heart attack. So says the Mishpatei Torah. He says, I don't understand. If Madoch, I'm allowed to physically hurt you if you're not stopping to take my stuff. So same thing here also. I'm allowed to arrest you or have you arrested, even though having you arrested will cause you physical pain, because you had no right to do what you did. So he says that Halach Lamaisa, based on our sugya, he paskin, in that case, you would be allowed to call the police. Even though calling the police, putting him in jail, is going to put a stress on his life. So what? It's his fault. So he says, I'm allowed to do things to prevent things from being stolen. Even if this will cause serious pain, not just, you know, you hit the guy, you give him a bloody nose. The guy can have a massive heart attack. It doesn't matter. He has no right to do something like that. I guess the similar case would be, let's say I put up barbed wires in my backyard, and some guy jumps the fence and tries to break in. And by that, he gets shocked or cut. So you can say, oh, listen, I'm allowed to do that. I'm allowed to prevent you from taking my stuff, even though it's going to cause you physical pain. So there again, it might be a little bit more tricky. You might have to be able to prove that he's for sure going to cause you a hefsek. And the guy said, I just came into your backyard to read your newspaper, right? I came to get the ball that flew over your backyard. I wasn't going to touch anything. Here, this guy is a vadai ganif. He's stealing. He's causing a loss. So then I'm allowed to do whatever I need to do to ensure that he doesn't take my stuff. So halacha lemaisa, if it's clear and there's no other way, again, it has to be another way. The first thing is not to right away have him have a heart attack. You got to first tell him, listen, buddy, stop it. And if after all that it doesn't work, then you're allowed to do what you need to do to protect your money. The problem with all of this that we're learning is there's a gemara moed katan. The Gemara in Moed Katan says, "Amar Reb Yosef, tzurva mirabanan, ovid dina lenafshe. Only Talmidei Chachamim are allowed to take matters into their own hands. Not regular people. This is very limiting. It sounds like from this Gemara, you got to be a rabbi. You got to be tzurva mirabanan, Talmidei Chachamim. To them, you can take matters into your own hand, but a regular person can't. The Gemara in Baba Kama that we learned never discussed such a rule. There's no clause that you have to be a rabbi or a Talmid Chacham to be able to take matters into your own hand. If you want to do what you need to do, you just do it. No questions asked. So how do we learn this Gemara? How do we make this Gemara work with what we've learned? Everything we've learned up till now said it's anyone, as long as you know that you're right. Now you might tell me that you need to be a Tzor v'Merabonin to know that you're right. Sometimes, but sometimes you know that, you know, if he stole your watch, then you're allowed to take the watch back. So what do we do with this Gemara? So if you look in the Ritva in Ma'id Katan, the Ritva speaks out, Pirish, Afilu Tzor v'Merabonin. The Ritva learns the Gemara is not limiting it to Tzor v'Merabonin. The Gemara means even Talmidei Chachamim. Why? The Boilas Dure Tvei. You would have thought that Talmidei Chachamim, this is not what rabbis should be doing. This looks really bad. On the front page of the newspaper, you see the rabbi breaking into the guy's house. You see the rabbi beating up the other guy to take his watch back. That looks really bad. So you might say to yourself, come on, you guys, you're better than that. You shouldn't be doing that. You should go through Besdin. Says the Ritva. No, that's the Chiddush of the Gemara. The Chiddush of the Gemara is not only Tzor v'Merabonin. Even Tzor v'Merabonin have the right to do like everyone else. Says the Ritva. Aval hu adin in shedi alma. So to anyone. The Kolshken who? Why exactly it's a Kolshken is not clear. And then he says, could the sikta baba kama? We learned the Gemara. The Gemara said, Ovid inish dinan afshe. You're allowed to take matters to your own hands, even if there's no pseid. It doesn't say anything about being a rabbi. So therefore, the Ritva learns that's not pshat in the Gemara, and it's everyone and anyone has the right to take matters to their own hands. If you look over here, it got messed up in the machine tonight, but I quoted over here from a sefer called Chavrusa. Chavrusa is a pirush on, it's like a, I wouldn't call it article because it has a little bit more than that, but it's a Hebrew pirush on the Gemara with some very good footnotes on the bottom. So in that footnote, he quotes from the Gra. The Gain Chesh Mishpat learns this Gemara differently. The Gain learns like this. The Gain Taka learns the Gemara not like that. The Goyin Taka learns that, like the Gemara says, only a rabbi. Ela im ken yochel levarit zit kosei bebezdin. The only time you could take the matter to your own hands is if you can prove clearly that you're right. Ma she'enkei betamad chacham, then he doesn't have to. Meaning, before you go and take matters in your own hand, you got to make sure you dotted all your I's, crossed all your T's, you have all the proofs in the world that you're right. However, says the Goyin Talmud Chacham, no, he doesn't have to have all this background, because we're just assuming that he knows it, and he's acting properly, and therefore he can act without all that research that's necessary as much as a regular person needs.
He's
that's
the way.
Avada, yeah, of course. We would think that's not the right thing to do. That's how the Goyin learned this Gemara. Two more very quick restrictions to Avdi Ish Dilan Afshe. The Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch, V'davka hu ba'atzma yochel ma'avdi Ish Dilan Afshe, avul osa lasis ayidei goyim. Even though I'm allowed to take matters to my own hands, I can't hire someone to do that. I can do it. I can't bring in goyim. Which means if, let's say for example, I know you have my watch, I know you're a lot bigger than me, you're a lot stronger than me, I don't want to get beaten up, so I call a guy to do it. You know, I hire a guy, you go beat him up. Says the Rama in Shulchan Aruch, in that case, you're not allowed to do it. You can do it. Ovid Inish Dilan Afshe. You can take matters in your own hands, but you can't ask a guy. So could be the Pasha Pshat is, it has to do with Shlichos. If the Pshat is that you're working as an agent of Bezdin, this guy is not an agent of Bezdin. You could be an agent of Bezdin. But in any case, the Ramad limits it to only you can do it, you can't. Now, what happens if I don't want to do it, but I want to ask another Jew to do it? Let's say I have a strong Jewish friend. He's not a guy, he's a Jew. But he's not me. It's not clear would he be allowed to do that in that case, or only me, myself, are allowed to do it. The Pitchei Tshuva brings down another very interesting thing. He quotes a Chavis Yoyer, who says, my friend is coming out to get me, then I'm allowed to defend myself. What happens if my friend's animal, my friend's loose dog, is going to be ripping up my property, and I can't convince the dog to do otherwise? So I shoot the dog. Am I allowed to do that based on the principle of Avdin Yishdin L'Nafshe? So the Chavis Yoyer says, no, that you're not allowed to do. Only you're allowed to beat up your friend. But your friend's animal, that your friend is unaware of, that you're not allowed to do. Interesting Kiddush. Means if you have an animal that's causing hefsit, that you would not be allowed to take out or cause harm. Only a human being. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, Chesh Mishpat, number 32, Itaka writes that. Hakatzovim sheyesh lehem behemos l'shchoit b'yoyim ashuk. Those people that have animals to shecht. Im heim mazikos, if they're dangerous. Afilu b'shas harabim. Mutarim b'baylim. We warn the owner three times. Sheyishmirim. V'imloy shomrim. If the owner doesn't get the warning. Rashai hanizik l'shachtam shchitik sheira. Then I'm allowed to shecht it. I'm allowed to slaughter the animal. V'oimim v'baylim. I tell the owners, bo machru abasor shalchem. I kill the animal. If I warn the animal, I say, listen buddy, your animal is dangerous. Watch it. Protect it. And the guy doesn't listen, so I shecht the animal. The animal's dead. So now I tell the owner, listen, you take it and sell the meat. So he says over here, what's tak in the Sefer called Alocha Psuka? He says, what's the difference? So he writes like this. If the animal's coming to my property, to my yard, to eat my stuff, without any intent to cause me harm, then I'm not allowed to shech the animal, unless there's a warning. That's what the Gemara says. But if a shar is attacking my shar, like the Gemara said in Baba Kama, and it's clear his intention is to cause harm, then you're allowed to do it. Because he's bothered with the kasha. Why is it that the Gemara said in Baba Kama that if a shar is on top of my shar trying to kill it, I'm allowed to kill the shar? What do you mean? I thought you're not allowed to take out animals. If the animals, you're not allowed to deal with it. So he says it depends what the animal's trying to do. If the animal's coming to my property to harm my property, but he doesn't mean to have intent to damage. He just wants to enjoy the fruit. He's not dangerous. He just wants to enjoy my fruits or my vegetables, then I'm not allowed to hurt the animal. However, if its intent is to cause damage, and it's going to cause damage to my property or to myself, then based on the Gemara Baba Kama, I would be allowed to take matters to my own hands and actually harm the animal. So it's a little tricky. Halach l'maisa, when exactly are you allowed to take matters to your own hands and cause harm to both a human being and to an animal? The best option would be is try to find a situation where you don't have to use physical damage to both an animal or to a human being. Just grab it back in a way that you can limit the amount of damage that's going to occur.